All right, so we're going to do something a little different, unique in the teaching tonight. And so bear with me. We're going to look at a subject that I've titled The Devil's Secret List. The Devil's Secret List. One of the most famous Christian writers in the last 100 years would include C.S. Lewis. Have you all heard of C.S. Lewis? I'm getting a lot of nods here. He's probably most recognizable with the work of the Chronicles of
Narnia.
There we go, Narnia. I can't say it very well. But he's written a number of other well-known works, and some of his things have been made into television and movie programs and things like that. There's one writing that he did called The Screwtape Letters. Now, maybe you haven't heard of that. Some of you have. I want to share about this a little bit. It's a story about a senior devil spirit called Screwtape. And he writes 31 letters to his nephew, who is a younger, inexperienced devil spirit, and he shares with them how to best tempt his human assignment. So it's quite a parody, and we had the chance, Jeannie and I, to go see this put into a play. And the Meekuses, Dan and Rebecca, invited us, and it was fascinating, funny, yet very insightful, and seeing how the adversary works on people. So tonight, I would like to use these two characters, Screwtape and Woodworm, or Wormwood is the other guy. He's the nephew, the lesser devil spirit, to illustrate and make a spiritual point that I trust will help you deal with the adversary successfully. So as I share this parody, let us remember that you're dealing, we're dealing with some real interesting times, aren't we?
Yes.
You know, this has been very interruptive from what's normal. You know, we talk about what's going to be normal in the future, if it's going to be what we've had in the past because of the pandemic. There's a vindictive political elections are going on, racial unrest, and more hurtful situations. But let us remember who is behind all of this. And I'm not talking about some human conspiracy, but what the simple truth of the matter is, and I quote from Ephesians chapter 6, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. So bear with me as I share a story reflecting these two characters, Screwtape, the senior devil spirit, and Wormwood, his nephew, a less experienced devil spirit. And so here it goes. Screwtape contacts Wormwood, his nephew, and says, we've got a very secret hush-hush meeting. We've got to get together. Don't let anybody know we are meeting. Just you and I. This is very important. We must meet now. This is so crucial. And I want to share with you what's going to be important for our success. So when Wormwood meets with Screwtape, he notices that Screwtape looks pretty agitated. He's sweating, he's upset. Something's really bothering Screwtape. Well, Screwtape declares to Wormwood, I've got several secrets I must share with you in regard to tempting born-again believers. These secrets must be guarded with the utmost of care, because if any born-again believer ever finds out about these secrets, it would so elevate their believing confidence beyond what any devil spirit could ever handle. Woodworm asks, what is the secret list that we can't never allow these believers to really grab onto and use? Well, here it is, Wormwood, says Screwtape. But remember, this is very hush-hush, top secret. It cannot get out to the true believers. Our daddy Splitfoot is most concerned about this matter. Screwtape goes on. Well, here is the list of items. If obtained by our enemy, the born-again ones, it would be catastrophe for our efforts. But first, remember what our main purpose in life is, and that's to get people to worship the devil like he's a true God. And number two, to observe, to destruct and interfere with the purposes of the true God, the Father of Jesus Christ. So we want to get in there and mess them up as much as possible. So remember, Wormwood, our tactics includes being so secret that people don't believe we even exist. And we want to get people so upset with each other over the trivial matters. We also steal, kill, and destroy people's lives by keeping them away from God Almighty. And man, we just want to get people to be sin conscious and have self-condemnation so they're thinking about themselves and no one else. So those are our tactics. Remember that. So now, let's look at this secret list that I put together. And it's essential we do not reveal these to the born-again believers. The first one, it is written. When believers take God's word at what it really says and believe it and confess it with believing, they get results. We're no match for that. We're no match at all, for it is written. So we can't have people believing the word of God and confessing it is written. Remember when Satan took on Jesus Christ some 2,000 years ago? The key source of Jesus beating our master Satan was, it is written. Jesus quoted scriptures at him and defeated him. So you know, Wormwood, we can't have them confessing the word of God. If they do, they'll get believing results. And man, there's this one verse I definitely don't want them to know. Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is alive and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow. And it is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Wow. If those believers would really take the word of God that is alive and powerful, they would whoop us every time. Well, Wormwood responds to Screwtape, and he says, you know, there's one verse I don't like either. 1 John 4:4, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. And that's us. So when people see that the Christ in them is bigger than us, we're already defeated. So we can't let people read 1 John 4:4. So we got to make sure that these believers don't pick up the Bible and confess it is written. Well, Screwtape shares number two on the list. Number two on the list, using the name of Jesus Christ with authority. I can't stand that name. It beats us every time. That name is poison to us. hopefully believers just say it when they're mad and cussing and don't believe it. It empowers them when they do. See what their Bible says? Philippians 2, 9 through 11. Wherefore, God has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Oh my, that's the worst thing that we can have a believer do, is to use the name of Jesus Christ. So we just want to make sure they don't use that name with authority, because that name is above every name. Well, there's another verse. Colossians 2:8. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. We've got to get them away from Christ. When they put on Christ, when they see who they are in Christ, they are more than victors. So we don't want them using that name with authority. That thing really buries us when believers take a stand and use the name of Jesus Christ with authority. And they are always looking to Christ. They're always confessing his name. They always want to have every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. Well, we've got to stop that. So we don't want that, okay? A screw tape goes on to the third item. The third item that is on the list is when Christian believers cast all their care on the Heavenly Father. They use 1 Peter 5:7, casting all your care upon him because he cares for you. It's just not fair, says Wormwood. That the believers don't have to worry and have anxiety over the problems we give them, but they just give it to their Heavenly Father. It's just not fair. Yes, continues Screwtape, I want these Christians to fear and worry and embrace all the temptations we lay on them, not to give it to their Heavenly Father. Man, oh man, we just can't have this happen. Well, Screwtape goes on. There are other truths that could go on this list. We just have to do our best to keep believers from believing the Bible and who they are in Christ. We need to keep them embroiled in the affairs of this life. Yes, Wormwood agrees. We get them mad at each other, shifting blame on others. Screwtape continues. So remember, Wormwood, keep this list a secret. Make sure no believers hear about it. Don't let it out. I can only imagine how horrible our life would be if Christians got a hold of this list. They would be believing the Bible. It is written. And then they would use the name of Jesus Christ and beat us at every corner. It's just too much. And then to throw all the junk we lay on them, putting it on the Lord, it's not fair. Well, our story ends as we leave Screwtape and Wormwood to wallow in their miseries, making sure that believers don't find out the secret items on this list. So I trust this parody has been helpful to you to recognize that you have God's word to use, and that it's true, and that we have the power of attorney to use the name of Jesus Christ to get results. And we do and can cast all our care upon our Heavenly Father, because he does care for us, doesn't he? So God bless you all. And as Mike Leslie taught Monday, about amen. Well, I say amen and amen.